Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we got good things lined up for you this morning, everybody. We're going to be getting into, but we kick off our 9 o'clock hour with our new friend. We have Shyler Calhoun with us today. Shyler, good to see you.
Good morning. Thanks. Hello, everybody.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate you being here. Shyler joins us from Relax, Refresh, and Reconnect Barber and Spa, our new business, not only here in town, but with our Chamber of Wisconsin Commerce. So we appreciate you being here, Shyler. How you been?
Been good. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Shyler, want to get to it. I want to find out a little bit about you. I always ask people their origin story. I always like finding out a little bit about somebody. Tell us a little about yourself.
So I have grown up here my whole life, down in Rome. I went to school in Nakusa. I graduated from Midstate in 2015, and then kind of just kicked off from there. I started doing the barbering, and then 2021 is when I decided, I'm like, hey, let's do something different. Went to school for reflexology at Fox Valley School of Massage, and then I was like, you know what? Like, I need a change. Let's do this. I opened up the spa side later, 2021. And then now here I am. I'm like, I am ready to take the official step and incorporate everything. Do the barber, do the spa, have it all together. So
it's impressive.
It's so exciting.
To have all of this. It really is. My Aunt Nay cut hair for about 40 years. She was a stylist. And for her, she just wanted a chair. And then she got the chair, and she wanted to have a couple chairs for her and her friends and everything. But I remember her just being stressed out with that. I mean, the amount of things you have going on here, it's impressive. It also is quite a bit on your plate, it would seem like. How do you balance all that?
I think it's easy for me to balance just because I've been cutting hair for 9 years, so it's easy. So I'm like, you know, I have that down. I understand how to do that. And then I slowly just started reincorporating and adding stuff again. And so it doesn't seem like a lot because I've just been doing it all like little by little. So it made it super easy. It was a nice transition.
Building that. I love that you are from this area and you've decided to open your business here. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. We need more of that.
Yes. Yeah. And that's kind of why I picked here, because we really don't have like a legit barber shop in here. Like, you know, we do have a couple smaller ones, but I'm like, and then we really didn't have more of like a spa. So I'm like,
can I ask, tell me a little bit about what reflexology is, because I don't know that everybody knows what that is.
Yeah, and that's a great question because everybody always asks me. So reflexology is the science of applying pressure to your reflexes, which is then gonna correlate to the rest of your body and really stimulate everything. So your hands and your feet are a map to the whole rest of your body. So it's a nice holistic, it focuses on like the traditional Chinese medicine. And so I love reflexology because anybody can do it. It's for anybody. You don't have to be in good health to do it. You know, it's great for those with like depression, anxiety, allergies, digestive issues. So I really like
headaches. Isn't that like if you pinch the web
Absolutely.
Of your thumb, you can help relieve a headache? Yep.
So it focuses on that too, because like acupressure, it's going to be very similar to acupressure because you're pressing on those pressure points, which then stimulates the meridians. So I love it. It's all natural. And you know, what's better than all natural?
Right. Yeah. No drugs, no supplements, just straight up natural.
Shyler, I deal with migraines almost every day, have been since I was about 12, and I'm growing a beard. So I feel like I'm going to give you some work.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm definitely going to be a client.
Let's
I'm definitely
going to
be
up.
A client. I'm curious, what got you to want to do hair? What got you to want to be into that starting right there?
I was going to graduate high school, and I was like, what do I want to do with my life? Everybody's famous question. And so I was touring Midstate because I was like, I don't want to go far away. I want to stay close to home. Went to Midstate. I walked past the Cosmetology Center, and I was like, wow. And I came back, did a tour, and I was like, everyone has piercings. They have colorful hair. They have tattoos. I'm like, this feels like home. Like, I love this. This is great.
Plus, it's a beautiful facility. Yes. I walked past it, too, and just went, wow, I kind of want to hang out there.
It's so nice. Yeah. Like, and so I'm like, well, why not? I feel like it really offers great freedom. And I like to talk to people. So it's awesome.
That's helpful.
It's a win-win right there. We're speaking with Shiloh Calhoun from Relax, Refresh, and Reconnect Barber and Spa, new business here in town. And mentioned beards that you work on. And a great idea to see that is something we need in this town that we don't have. What are some of the other things that you offer over there?
So anything from haircuts, beards, straight razor shaves. So that's definitely something we need here in town.
Yeah.
And then I focus on skincare, so facials, like eyebrow waxing, and then a lot more of the holistic stuff. So your dry brushing, your gua sha, and like your hand and foot scrubs. So, and then the reflexology.
And the skincare, I just feel like mentioning, is for everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Which is great because I'm going to be incorporating more stuff specifically for like beard treatments. Because everybody likes a good beard.
Yeah. And some of us have no idea what we're doing with them.
Yes.
None. I need all the help I can get. I have no idea. And I don't think, and to be honest, and this is something that happens to a lot of guys with these kind of things. We didn't get a manual.
Yeah. No.
And oftentimes we don't have somebody that tells us, well, this is how to take care of that. This is how to do this. It's nice to have something to kind of go off of, somebody to go to or somebody to go and get that kind of idea. And at least you understand going forward a little bit better of how to take care of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and somebody that can tailor it to you. It's not like just going out and watching a YouTube video.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, Shiloh's gonna tailor your care directly for your beard. Everybody's hair is different.
And that's the main thing. I really want to specialize in like customizing my services to you. So like, you know, granted I do have a service, but like I'm gonna customize it to whatever you need during that time. Mm-hmm. So I really want to focus on the whole body.
That's
so,
cool.
You know, head to toe.
One last thing that I think is kind of interesting, and it happens and it comes up in a number of different conversations, but especially when we're talking holistics, and that is what we're able to do and what we're doing nowadays in real time with the modern science and a lot of the things that we have. They're great. They have their point and their places. Mm-hmm. But we keep going back to those old, the West, and a lot of the things that are thousands and thousands of years old and still using them and finding ways to incorporate them into our day-to-day and into things like this. It's fascinating to do. Is it a fun part of the job for you to be able to do
it
that?
Is.
It seems like it would be.
It is. And like I spend a lot of time researching. Like I spend a lot of time researching products, doing additional education and training. I want to make sure that the stuff I'm doing for you is going to be beneficial for you and that it's going to be good for you. I like to make sure that my products are low on the toxicity scale, that they're good for you, that, you know, you know, maybe I did an awesome service, but I want to make sure that the product that I put on you is going to be just as awesome, too.
That's great.
Well said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything you wanted to touch on we didn't get a chance to, Shiloh?
I don't think so. Okay. I guess the last thing I have to say is if everyone would like to join me, I am having a ribbon cutting on April 23rd. It's going to be at 1 p.m. So I will have refreshments and goodies and, you know, little treats for everybody that shows up. So I think that would be awesome. I would love to see everybody come.
Yeah, that's week from today, right?
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
It's what I wanted to end on because we love ribbon cuttings around here. We're big fans of it and everything, and it's always a lot of fun. And if you haven't been to a ribbon cutting, I'm not joking. It's a lot of fun.
Right.
It really is.
Well, you've seen the pictures that the chamber puts out. Everybody looks
happy.
Those big
scissors? Yeah. Absolutely.
Right? Well, where are you located?
So on 8th Street, I'm going to be in between Out of the Box and the Barbecue Shack.
Okay.
So it's in the gray building, and I am on the lower level. So when you pull in, you got to go down.
Okay.
You got to go down to that little dip. And then I am located all the way in the back of the building in 102.
That's a good building. That's a recognizable building, too. That's a great location. That's nice. That's a good spot for you. Again, visit Shiloh and her team, 3930 8th Street South, Suite 102 in Wisconsin Rapids. Encourage you to find out more at their website, Relax, Refresh, Reconnect at glossgenius.com. You can go ahead and find out more at their Facebook page as well. Type in their search bar, Relax, Refresh, and Reconnect. It's a great website, great Facebook page. Follow along, keep up to date, buy local, support local everybody. Shiloh, thank you again for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're going to have to come back, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
I meant to warn you about that beforehand. If you did a good job, you're going to have to come back. So
Perfect.
We're going to have you back sometime.
Oh, I just typed in Relax, Refresh, and I believe that popped you up. Yep, my name is Shiloh.
That pops up right away. Yep. Be sure to like the page, everybody, and follow along with what she's doing. Again, buy local, support local. Appreciate you, Shiloh. Thanks again for the time. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one. We need more songs like that. We need all
we can just yell along
yes,
with.
All of our bumper music needs to be songs. We're stopping and just yelling. That's it. We want to send a gigantic shout out to our new friend, Shiler. Shiler Calhoun joining us from Relax, Refresh, Reconnect, Barber, and Spa.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check them out. They're at 3930 A Street South, Suite 102, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, and mark your calendars for the 23rd for her ribbon cutting, because that's going to be a fun event.
That is. Yeah, I really can't stress that enough. Ribbon cuttings really are a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And Chamber does a great job with
them. Yeah. Shout and you can probably, you know, coincide it with your lunch break. Head on down there. Check out the space.
And check out our Chamber, everybody. Doing good work over there. Encourage you to reach out to the Chamber and become a member.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive into a little bit of entertainment news. And I don't know how much people have paid attention to this, but I am a big Harrison Ford fan. I like Harrison Ford a lot. And what I like about him, not just his acting, but I like what you see is what you get. He's always been that guy, and that makes him a really good interview, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So I really like to watch his interviews over the years, and I've always found him to be a really interesting guy and, you know, a very candid person. But and handsome as all get out, too. Mm-hmm. He's a handsome man. His age very well. But he's got this earring. And I don't know, if you look up any picture of Harrison Ford, almost any interview, and he's got this earring. And I'm not trying to be mean here or anything, because God knows I've hung on to styles I should have let go of a long time ago. But it looks a little like 70s, 80s-ish. It looks like one of those, or even early 90s, you know? But he's always had this earring, and it just kind of, it's not distracting or anything, but you can't help but notice it, I think, if you've seen him multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you ever wondered the story behind Harrison Ford's earring, during last week's Jimmy Buffett tribute concert, he shared that it was because of Jimmy's infectious coolness. Quote, I remember one day that some might say a boozy lunch with Jimmy and Ed Bradley. Oh, my gosh. Jimmy Buffett, Ed Bradley, and Harrison Ford. Like, that is an amazing combination. And it was Bradley's birthday. I saw both of them had earrings. So right after lunch, I got my ear pierced. His coolness is infectious enough for a 40-year-old man to spontaneously get his blinking ear pierced.
Oh, God, he did it at 40?
and infectious enough to create an entire culture around his music. There will never be another Jimmy. Really cool.
Wow.
Really cool tribute. Really cool quote. and this is what I'm talking about, man. That's Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just honest with you.
He was one of my first film loves.
I bet.
Yeah,
I can see that.
I've always had a thing for Harrison Ford.
I love Han Solo. That's, you know, like a lot of kids growing up, I thought Han was cool. Mm-hmm. But Indiana Jones. That's who I wanted to be. I wanted to be Indiana Jones.
Yep.
Oh, man, that was the gig. More than James Bond, I wanted to be Indiana Jones. I thought Indy was cooler than James Bond, if I'm being honest. My pop would get mad at me for that, but I thought for sure he was cooler.
Adventure over a spy? Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, you get to discover stuff.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Pyramids.
And the hat. The hats.
Temples.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're constantly running from things. Got your dad yelling at you. We named the dog Indy. We did.
Well, and that was the combination of my two favorite actors
as
a kid.
Yeah. Oh, that movie must have really...
Yep, no, they're definitely in the favorite zone.
Yeah, I can believe that. This is more of a little more of a serious one, and one that I was looking forward to actually getting into with you, Melissa. Maybe sometimes the government is the good guy. Sources say that the Justice Department is going to file an antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation as soon as next month. Live Nation is, of course, the parent company of every concert goer's least favorite entity, Ticketmaster.
Mm.
And the feds say that they have used their industry dominance to undermine competition for ticketing at live events.
Mm.
The result is that we pay more and there's nothing we can do about it because Live Nation and Ticketmaster are pretty much the only game in town. They have a monopoly. Last year, a Senate panel subpoenaed documents from Live Nation pertaining to ticket pricing, fees, and secondary sales. So there's a complicated thing that is involved when it comes to having a society like ours, a consumer society.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a business, the main goal, be the biggest you can be.
Yep. Make money.
If you are Nike, you can always be bigger. If you're McDonald's, you could always be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the goal. But there is a catch to that. And you can't be the only game in town. Now, for our lifetime, pretty much, that was okay. McDonald's and Burger King could coexist and everything was fine.
And Hardee's. Yep.
Yep.
We had options.
All these things were going on. But nowadays, it's well, I like that business. I'm going to buy it. So now we have like four or five companies that own like 90% of these companies.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, you have to be more fearsome of monopolies and catch those. We have local monopolies all over rural towns. Mm-hmm. All over.
And that's the thing. They have different names. They're not all named what the parent company is. Mm-hmm. So it appears to us, you know, the normal people that frequent these places that, oh, well, that's a different business than this business. Well, no, actually, it's not.
Yeah.
They're owned by the same parent company.
Yeah. It's as simple as spreading this out more and having more room for other businesses to have ticket sales and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to a concert in years, in part because of Ticketmaster. not only the prices and everything, I get that it's going to cost me money. I understood that part. It's so much of the nickel and diming and the you're going to do exactly what we tell you to. And even if we do our if you do what we tell you to, it still may not happen because we've got people that we already sold these tickets to and we didn't even tell you. My favorite band of all time, Living Color, they're going to be doing Lollapalooza in Milwaukee in July.
Mm.
I have been trying for weeks to find tickets or to get tickets or something. I want to see them. I want to actually do something, Melissa. I'm trying to make a human plan.
Wow.
Can't do it. Cannot find the tickets. Can't seem to get through Ticketmaster. Can't do any of this. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
And it's not even, and it's frustrating even before you get to your laptop or computer to look into the ticket thing because you sit there and realize, oh, I'm giving money to Ticketmaster.
Right.
Which any of us 90s kids, pretty much, that's a sin almost,
mm-hmm.
Let alone nobody wants to help out a corporate conglomerate
mm-hmm.
that doesn't treat anybody well. Say what you will about Amazon and the way they treat their employees. You don't hear a lot of customer complaints. Amazon does, whether we like it or not, and it's not niche to say something nice about them, but they do take care of their customers quite well. They can do that because they have more money than Solomon, but that is a side subject. If Ticketmaster treated people like Amazon and Ticketmaster have basically a similar kind of model as far as what they have a conglomerate over.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon is constantly buying up companies. And now you want diapers? You got to come to us. You right. want baby wipes? You got to come to
you
us.
You want like, groceries? You got to come to us.
Yeah. They keep doing that. Like if Ticketmaster were to do something similar to that. And look, I'm not saying that Amazon's the good guy here or a good person or anything. I'm treating it like it's a person because that's what we're supposed to do nowadays is treat businesses like people.
Citizens United.
Yeah. When it comes to that, they're a lot better than your average conglomerate. Way better than Ticketmaster is with this stuff. It's we don't do this nearly enough and we don't say this nearly enough. Hey, thanks, government. Thanks for doing your job. Thanks for getting on that because that's actually really important that they work on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the number one issue we have. I don't know, child care, a couple of other things I can think of that are pretty big.
Well, there's a lot of pretty big things, but you know, we're all concerned about prices and prices going up. Well, this is one of the things that our government needs to do to help control those prices because those prices are going up. We're paying more. Guess who's actually making more money?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
CEOs of these giant companies.
Yeah.
And they are. I mean, I pulled up just how many companies own everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Forbes.com, which, you know, may or may not, you can take it as a grain of salt.
Oh, Forbes is pretty legit.
They are, but sometimes they skew one way or the other.
You're right,
but
yes.
The four companies that control the 147 companies that own everything, the first article that pops up, four companies.
That's just sickening. This is sickening.
How is that not a monopoly?
And it goes against what we're, at least the way our consumer society is supposed to be built.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to have things in place to keep that from happening.
Right.
And we have
Which
not...
is what our government is supposed to do.
Right. So as much as I want to give, on one side of my mouth, I'm giving them a compliment, and the other side is kind of like,
But they're the only thing stopping these companies right. from becoming a complete monopoly.
Well, and say whatever you want about Ticketmaster. It seems like they're doing their job, at least. I can't say that for every politician. I can't say
I mean, they are selling tickets.
They're doing their job. I mean, they're doing it not the way we want them to, maybe, but
and
they're doing
the job.
Probably
not the way the artists want them to.
Yeah. That's not how it works for politicians. You do what we tell you to. You do what we want you to. Mm-hmm. And how about passing some dang bills? How about actually doing your job? How about actually getting in there and getting to work?
That would
be nice.
I don't
know. How many times a year do you hear, we're on vacation, we're on break. Well, we can't get anything done right now. It's 3 weeks before Christmas. My God, who would do anything before then? Where everybody else is working their tails off. Mm. Like, get to work, man. I'm so dang tired of this game of politics. Oh, we're going to take this side of things during a political year, even though we don't believe it. And even though our constituents and everybody knows why we're doing this, we're just going to go ahead and keep doing it. We're, like, this game that politicians play on the American people, and they think they're fooling us. And I don't know if that's worse or the fact that it actually works sometimes.
Well, that's depressing in itself. And then the inability for them to work together.
I don't
care if you disagree. In fact, I think it's healthy,
yes,
to have a different opinions. But you need to find some common ground and figure out ways to work together.
I agree that it's healthy to disagree. I don't know what I did there. I don't know if that works. Couldn't agree more, Melissa. Didn't want to wrap up on this one because, man, there were a lot of people bent out of shape about this. We were talking about it in our team meeting yesterday and stuff. Sunday night, CBS aired Billy Joel, the 100th live at Madison Square Garden event. Mm. But there was one problem. The broadcast was cut 2 minutes short in the Eastern and Central time zones due to local news. Fans were pretty upset because Billy was in the middle of his last song, Piano Man, and it happened because this special started 30 minutes late due to the 2024 Masters Tournament. CBS issued an apology and called it a network programming error. So to make it right, CBS will re-air the entire concert this Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's also available to stream on Paramount Plus.
There you go.
My catch is, okay, so they had 2 minutes less of the broadcast, and he's doing Piano Man. You're going to need more than 2 minutes. You're going to need a lot more than that.
Well, he was in the middle of it.
Yeah. He's probably in the middle of it. Yeah.
And then, you know, what's getting bumped on Friday? Now who else is getting mad?
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. I do think that it's cool that they listened.
Yes.
You know, this is something that we know quite a bit about here at WFHR and WIRI, listening to your listeners.
Yes.
You know,
it's important.
It's the key part of this job. Advice. I hate to say advice. Advice comes with so heaviness, but advice
life
I could give to somebody. Yeah. In radio, listening. Yeah. Listening is the greatest skill you can have in this job. Mm-hmm. And it's listening to your listeners.
Right.
And if you do that,
that's
right.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the only reason we're here. Mm-hmm. And I believe that our company, Civic, gets that and realizes that. I also think that we have a company that realizes when they don't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And has no problem admitting that and doing what we can do to make it right. That's the important part there. You mentioned something when talking about politicians. I believe that the overwhelming majority of people, I'm talking close to 89-90% of people, they're done with the divisiveness. Mm-hmm. They're done with the bickering and the acting like children. Either get along and get something done, Republicans and Democrats, or we will replace you.
Politics is not entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah.
It shouldn't be entertainment.
It's not your sports team.
It should be the most boring thing in our lives.
Yes.
Can we get away from entertainers in politics, please?
I'm tired of we got to sexy this up so that people care about it. We got to make it a good headline. We got to put it in all bold print. No, you don't. No. It should not be taking up that much of our bandwidth.
Nope.
You know why we have politicians and you guys to do these things? So we don't have to do them.
Right.
So we don't have to be thinking about it. I got 24/7. I got things going on. The last thing I need to do is your job. Do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous what we have put up with our politicians.
And
it only gets worse with the Supreme Court. Because the Supreme Court missed me with them.
Don't get me
That's
started
a joke.
On that.
That is a joke. The Supreme Court is a joke. And I'll put my name on that. If you're telling, go ahead and fight me on it. 715-424-2600. Please. Please do. Anything you say, let me introduce you to Clarence Thomas. Do you have a cause? Do you have something you care about? Would you like to have a Supreme Court justice in your pocket? Well, hey, here's Clarence Thomas. You can buy him. And it's all out there in the open now. It's all out there in the open. We're not even hiding it anymore.
Still sitting on the bench.
Still sitting on that bench. Still sitting
how,
on that
how
bench.
How ridiculous
all
is that?
All buyable as all get out.
Now, all of this said,
mm-hmm.
I have nothing but respect for our local politicians who are running for our local offices and are filling these seats on our boards, on our school boards, on our county boards, our judges' seats, you know, our mayor positions across our area. I appreciate and have nothing but respect for them because it's a lot of work what they're doing.
I mean, they're okay. I'm joking. Of course they are. They're great. They're awesome. They're awesome. They're great people. And you're absolutely right.
And we need more of that because our local level politics affect our daily lives far more than what we've all just been railing on about or what James is on his soapbox about for the last. I mean, yes, it does affect our lives.
No, but you're right, though.
But local politics affect us even more. Mm-hmm. And the more involved that we can get at the local level, the better our communities are going to be.
We're going to get to our news break. We will come back with some more fun. We're going to get into these attractions. Are they overrated? Are they underrated? We're going to get into the list of the most overrated.
What are the tourist traps in our state?
Yeah. Oh, that's another good topic, too. We'll get into that. And we want your feedback, everybody. We want you to call up and join the conversation when we're talking these attractions or anything you want to talk about. 715-424-2600. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Listen to that song over and over.
His voice is like a soft, cuddly blanket.
I bet you nobody's ever described it that way. I bet he'd like that. I think he'd like that. Kenny Wayne would like that, I bet. He's a great guitar player. Great guitar player. Melissa and James here with you. And we want you to join us. 715-424-2600 is a phone number.
Or one button dialing with the Civic Media app.
Reach out and let us know. What do you think of this conversation? What do you think of these this most overrated tourist attractions in America? Someone ranked the most overrated tourist attractions in America based on what a bunch of big travel sites have to say. And their top nod is one of the most American spots you can visit. And just a quick, I didn't look at this list beforehand. I'm looking at it right now. I want to go to all these places. I have no integrity in this. I'm not going to agree with this list. I'll tell you right now. Number one on the list, Mount Rushmore. You have to travel a long way to see it. And most people's first impression is it's a lot smaller than they thought.
I've seen it. And I would have to agree with that. I mean, I was 16 at the time.
That's cool that you've seen it, though.
Yeah.
So to me, though, at 16, I wouldn't expect this or anything. I barely would in my age, in my 40s and everything. But I'm not going there just to see the actual thing. I've seen pictures of it my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel it. I feel like there's certain things you only can experience if you're actually breathing in the air around it. You're feeling it. You're seeing it. All your senses are taking it in. I'm such a history guy, and there's a lot of history over there at Mount Rushmore that is not very kosher, not very good and stuff. And that complicates it to me.
Right.
But it also is part of the reason why I want to do it. It is because of that native history and so many of the things of that area. So it's not just the four heads I'm going to see. It's the place and the feeling that I'm looking for.
Well, because there's something that the land just, you know, that the land is our history.
Yes.
We're walking on it. And that particular place, I mean, has seen a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, a lot of history and very complicated history.
Yeah.
But the engineering feat of what they did with carving into the stone is impressive.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody did that today, it'd be impressive. Mm-hmm. Let alone back then. I nowadays you get a 3D printer. I don't know, but doing that back then, all the other things. You could have two thoughts in your head at once. I think you can have all the things that we were just saying there about the land and the context of the history of it, while also marveling at, oh my God, that's pretty cool. They pulled that off,
right? And that they actually look like faces.
Yes, they actually do.
They're recognizable.
If the fate of the world depended on me being able to draw a face, I'm sorry, everybody. We had a good run, but it's done.
Same here.
Let alone doing it in rock. Right. It's incredible. It's pretty impressive to me. So I don't know if I'm ever going to feel comfortable saying it's overrated necessarily, but I do get the idea of I think we can all relate to, you build this up in your head, you get there, and it's hard to meet that expectation.
That's probably kind of true about everything, though.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, probably the one thing that maybe wouldn't be that is the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's giant.
Yeah,
you can't
That's another one on my list.
Mine too. And we did not get there on our trip back. It was kind of in the plan, but then, yeah, it just didn't work out and the weather wasn't cooperating. So
I love
different trip.
I love flying over it because you kind of do get to see it a little bit because it's so big, mm-hmm. but it's still nothing.
That might be the only time that it's underwhelming.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Because, there's a crack in the ground. Oh, yeah. Wait, I'm 30,000 feet in the air.
Next up on the list, Las Vegas. Everything is overpriced and you have to deal with a lot of drunk people. If you love it, keep going. But if you're gambling and if gambling and nightlife aren't your thing, you're not missing a lot.
Yeah. It was neat to see. I've been there twice. Once, not by necessarily by my choice. I mean, I wasn't kidnapped or anything, but it wasn't a trip I was like planning and looking forward to. I found Vegas dirty. And a little scary if you got off the strip. This because the moment you leave that highly lit tourist area, I felt a little unsafe.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. I've heard that from a lot of friends. A good friend of mine does a stay. He does a set in Vegas every other month. And Will's been going there for, I'd say, almost 10 years. Mm. He tells me about that. And Will's a pretty good guy, like built guy and everything. And even there's spots there he won't go.
Yeah.
I will say Vegas is one of those things. I had a two-hour layover there. It's the only time I've been to Vegas. And I'm good. and it's not a shot at Vegas. It's more that I'm not a gambler.
Right.
I'm not into that.
And the shows were really neat to see.
Yeah,
like,
that'd be cool.
Like Cirque du Soleil. Which I didn't get to see, but, you know, they were there when we were there. There's some free shows that they hold in some of the older casinos.
Oh, that's cool.
That you can just see for free, which is neat.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I will say flying into Vegas is a feeling. That is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
The pyramid with the light going up in the sky and everything. Like, there's some kind of cool aspects of that. Mm-hmm. But it's like a lot of things that we're talking about here. You get a little bit closer, and it's kind of like, well, this isn't really. And their airport is a joke. Like, that airport, man, for as much traffic as they get, they should have a much better airport. That is an insane airport. And I've been to every big airport except for out east. I've been to every big airport in this country. That's probably the worst I've been in.
Yeah, I can't speak to that. I was not in the airport.
Number three on the list, Plymouth Rock. The whole area around Plymouth Harbor is nice, but the rock itself is just a rock. It's behind bars, so you can't even touch it. What are they expecting?
Right.
What do they think this is? This is American history here.
It's a rock.
This is the person who wants to go up to the Liberty Bell and sign it. Like, this is somebody that, you know.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Like, it's our history. Like, look, it ain't my ancestors, but it's still American history, and as an American, I want to go check that out. I want to see Plymouth Rock.
I think
Rock.
It would be really neat to tour the East Coast in its entirety. Like, all of that up there, Maine, the original 13 colonies, mm-hmm. would be very, very interesting to experience.
I want to check out the first roads. Like, mm-hmm. I want to see those. Like, I think that's interesting. What do you think? Like, a Plymouth thing? It's just a rock. Yeah, it's just a rock. What did you expect?
Right.
What are you expecting from it? Like,
It's not ginormous or anything. It's a rock.
I'm beginning to think that it's not the attractions that are the problem. It's the expectations some of these visitors have.
Yeah. Like, if you want thrills, go to a roller coaster park.
Or Vegas that I just gave you. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Times Square comes up next. It's fun the first time, but New Yorkers do their best to avoid it because it is just so overcrowded.
Hmm.
I've never really thought too much about Times Square. I've thought about going to New York a lot. As an actor, I think that Broadway is the Mecca. And one of the ways to show that you've made it, one of the ways to show that you are good at this gig is to be able to perform theater in New York. Not just on Broadway. I mean, anywhere in New York, being able to do theater. That's the Mecca. Of theater here in America.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's just something I've always thought about with New York. I don't think much about tourist stuff with New York.
I would. So I don't like crowds.
Yeah.
So the idea of the massive amount of people that are crammed onto that strip of land that is New York terrifies me, honestly. Absolutely terrifies me. That, and when I was a kid, we went to the Dells. And I don't remember the name of the little thing. It was supposed to be like a 3D or a 4D movie.
Okay.
That you were in engrossed in or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the videos was driving in New York traffic.
Whoa.
And my brother, my older brother, was sitting on the bars because there weren't seats, but there were like, I don't know, bars you could hang on to. And it was okay. low enough that he could sit on it. And he was sitting on it. And in the video, the driver of the taxi we were in slammed on his brakes and Chris fell.
Off
the bar.
Oh.
Just because, you know, you think you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, and since then, I'm like, New York, meh. I've experienced the traffic. I'm good.
You're good. You're good.
I was in Wisconsin Dells at the time, but I'm still good.
Still. I'm walking here. your brother telling that story has got to be so complicated. Because like I fell. A car did this to me, but not really.
Right.
That's a tough one to explain. Finally on the list, Lombard Street in San Francisco. It's that steep one that winds back and forth. There's always a long line of cars waiting to go down. But once you're on it, you realize you just waited in traffic to wait in more traffic. two more spots that just missed the top five are the Hollywood Walk of Fame in L.A. and Bourbon Street in New Orleans. So again, all these things are
all very iconic places.
Yeah. And it's about being able to say you experienced it, that you've been there, that you've done it. I think one of the coolest things I will ever see in my life is the cutoff of California, the cliffs that edge, that spot that broke off from Europe that when Pangea was there. Like now I did something you're not supposed to do. I started walking on it. There's lines,
and we're surprised that James is still here.
I wasn't paying enough attention. That was not the rebel in me. That was me being dumb. But I got in trouble and got yelled at. But I can still. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it, Melissa.
No, like, it's impressive to see.
And it's dirt. Like it's soil,
and dirt,
it's
and rocks,
land.
And water.
Yeah, it's nothing. Like I didn't go there. Like, well, this is disappointing. Where's the arcade? No, I went there because I wanted to feel history. I wanted to feel our history,
right.
Our world history. Like, what are you going for when it comes to these attractions? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be entertained? Are you going to have your mind blown, or are you going for the history of it, or the experience, the senses of it?
Well, and we have the ability now to set our expectations at a realistic level, because how many people out there on YouTube have posted their travel logs and their this was my experience in New York? It's not like we have to take it from a Hollywood video, a Hollywood movie. This is not, you can see what it's like in real life, and if it's something you really want to experience in person, you absolutely can.
There is so much like drone footage of this or that nowadays that there is a lot of different things that you can experience and not even leave your home.
Right.
But if you really want to experience them, this is the way to do it. And I think also like, you know, having some context, having some understanding of, hey, Plymouth Rock is a rock. It's it's not going to sing to you.
If you go to Cave of the Mounds here in Wisconsin, you're in a cave.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you want to experience thrills, you know, Noah's Ark in Wisconsin Dells. Mm-hmm. It's worth going to, I think. So many childhood memories from being there.
I love the Dells.
Dells are fun.
I am good with the Dells. I got no issues with the Dells.
If you're a sports fanatic, you got to experience Lambeau Field.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you're a Harley Davidson fan, I guess, the museum, sure.
Oh, I love the museum. Oh, the Davidson Museum's awesome.
You know, I mean, we have art museums here. The House on the Rock.
House on the Rock.
Yes.
Oh, I got to get to House on the Rock. I'm a jerk because I have not been there yet, and it's not right. I need to go there.
We do have beautiful, you know, Peninsula State Park, Cave Point County Park. So many natural things that are beautiful. Devil's Lake, which is not that far from here.
We're going to be wrapping up the show, so we may run out of time here. But let's do this. You got a little homework, listeners. A little bit of homework. Nothing too heavy, but a little homework. Tomorrow on the show, Melissa and Seth and I will be hanging out with you. I want to hear about your favorite attractions in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear your recommendations.
Your hidden gems.
We're right on the cusp of summer, you know, as we're making plans for all these things. Let's give everybody some suggestions. Let's give some people some ideas about
Bring
attractions.
Bring them to our state.
Melissa and I could look at 30 different websites and give you 20 different things here in state. Let's hear from you.
Because 10 of those websites have nothing.
Yeah, yeah. So let's hear from you. let's put you to work. Let's make you do the segment for us. Didn't realize that's what I was doing there. But we want to hear from you. So do that homework and get ready to call us up tomorrow with your favorite attractions or maybe unique attractions. Not everybody links about the Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright House. I want to see that. I was just talking theater, so I got that in my head. But that's another one I want to see. Things like that. You know, go ahead and share them with us, everybody. Tomorrow on the show. We'll be back to wrap up the show coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
LA proved too much for the man.
Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. We'll get into our schedule for the day in a moment, but got a sort of that ain't right story here for you. Fool's Gold is the yellow metal pyrite. That's what Fool's Gold actually is. We've kind of seen it and understand it a little bit and everything. But here's an interesting. Fool's Gold has always kind of been considered, you know, worthless. Well, researchers say that it might actually become valuable because it can contain lithium. An important element in the quest for greener energy. The researchers examined 15 rock samples, and they discovered that lithium in pyrite minerals in the shale. If Fool's Gold is worth something in the future, that's exciting news for Appalachian Basin, where pyrite can be commonly found. That said, it's unclear how valuable it would be. There are still issues with how to figure it out. Like, does all pyrite have an association with lithium and et cetera, et cetera? But if that is the case, for one, this takes away that whole concern in many ways, because we've had a concern for years about lithium.
Well, yeah, lithium mining in other countries is a humanitarian crisis,
yes,
I believe,
yes.
and devastating to the land there.
So this is quite interesting, but that ain't right part is the that old Tommy prospector who had all that fool's gold and just threw it away. Well, now what? You're telling me it was worth something? And that don't seem right, man. That seems unfair. All those poor prospector. Other than a right story for you today, H&R Block software crashed yesterday. Yes, that's right. On the last day you could catch
tax day.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
According to the IRS, tens of millions of people always wait until the last few days to file. An H&R Block had a glitch that only affected customers who used the downloaded version of their software. People who used their website went to H&R website and were able to help out, but still, thousands of people were unable to file their taxes.
Really weird that the downloaded was what didn't work.
I mean, look, we understand tech issues better than most, okay? We work in that in this industry, and we have it happen all the time. That being said, you kind of got one job. You kind of got like one day of the year. Well, you really got to
really
make sure.
Really need your stuff to work.
I mean, you know, certainly the days leading up to it, but boy, that 50, you really should be working on that day, I feel like. I don't think that's asking too much.
Yeah.
That ain't right. That ain't right. We got to get a palate cleanser and get to some good stories of the day. And we are going to have a great one for you today in Midday Magazine. We kick it off for the week with a great opening start. In our first segment, we are going to be speaking with Wisconsin Fire Chief Todd Eckes.
Oh, good.
We have Sarah Lucini with us also from the Wood County Health Department and Patrick Delaney, and elder person with Wisconsin Rapids. We're going to get into a really cool topic, a program that's going to be around to assist those who are reliant on medical machines during a power and electrical outage.
This is a fascinating topic.
It really
and
is.
And very important.
Cannot wait. Looking forward to that. And in part two, we get the band together. CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry John's going to join us.
All right.
Terry, when she joins us on the morning show, we touch on the United Way. This one, we get to get our feet in the dirt. We get to, you know, really kind
of. They got a lot of events coming up. A
lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a busy couple of months for them. We're going to touch on that coming up. Looking forward to it. There is no baseball tonight. Reminder to everybody that WIRI baseball game we are going to have that has been canceled last I checked.
Well, the weather's not going to be great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Baseball's in 30-mile-an-hour winds.
Not a good idea. I tried a couple times with my friends, and it did not end well. So we've got all that lined up for you. And, of course, a great show is coming up tomorrow. Melissa and Seth and I will be hanging out. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun show.
Seth.
We'll have our friends at Quality Plus Printing joining us as well. And we want to send this one out there, too, because of local events. I wanted to make sure to get this in. Wisconsin Rapids Blood Drive happening today. In fact, it kicks off in minutes from now.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 3 today over at the former East Junior High School room at 111, in that room 111. It's mm-hmm. at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Head on over there. If you were able to donate, we appreciate you.
Yes, the need is always there.
You don't have to be have a cape or a tragic backstory or tights to be a superhero.
If you want to wear tights, you can.
You can. They're not going to judge you.
Nope. They take the blood from your arm.
I've done it. I encourage you to head on over there and donate if you can. Again, blood drive happening today. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. Be that hero. Help out if you are able-bodied and you can. Mm-hmm. Blood drive happening today from 10 to 3 at the former Eastern High School room, 311 Lincoln Street, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
And if you can't make it today, the next one is Monday the 22nd, I believe, from 2 to 7.
Central Wisconsin Cultural Center has a new art exhibit, Celebrate Red, opening Thursday at 5:30 to 7:30, where the reception to meet the artists.
Mm-hmm.
This is a free event, open to the public. Refreshments will be provided. We're going to talk more about this coming up, but mark your calendars for Celebrate Red.
That's just don't bring your bowl.
Yes, yes. Keep that in mind, yes. A Girl Scout troop in Nashville raised a bunch of money selling cookies this year and used it to help people find their lost pets. They installed microchip scanners at their local library in a nearby animal shelter.
Oh.
So now anyone who finds a lost dog or cat can bring them to have them scanned.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's just that just got me.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I'm speechless. That's such a good story. That is so darn cool. Good on those kids. Way to be.
I got to throw out there quick. I tried to find where that place in the Dells was where we saw that movie.
Yeah.
I want to say now that the building that it was in has the crazy mirror maze and also the Museum of Historic Torture Devices.
Oh, jeez.
Which was the wax museum.
And then a
when
wrap
I was
the
a
show.
Kid.
And then a wrap of the show, everybody. That was good. Thank you for looking that up. And thank you for joining us, Melissa.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, James.
Have a great day. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.